Welcome back to the Haven Homestead Podcast, where we learn and grow together on our way to living more sustainable lives. My name is Chris, and this is episode 32. I'm joined here by Vic Zadaray from Happy Leaf LED, and they are in the business of helping people grow food at home. But before we get into our interview, I want to remind you to head on out to www.havenhomestead.com, where you can learn about all the things that we have going on here, all of our upcoming classes and workshops. Also see all the other pictures of the farm and everything else we have going on here. Also, please consider heading out to patreon.com/havenhomestead to help support the show, to help us help others just like you. So without further ado, Vic, welcome to the Haven Homestead Podcast.
Thank you very much, Chris. I'm glad to be here.
Excellent. So, what is Happy Leaf LED? What's that all about?
Well, Happy Leaf is a company that my wife and I, Polly, started about 4 years ago. And it was really about helping others grow food at home. We are avid gardeners in the summers. You know, in my real job, I should say, I design solid-state lighting. So we designed an LED light source that allowed us to grow some of our leafy greens and herbs at home, and we had a lot of people asking, well, where do we get these? So we made the decision that we were going to go ahead and develop some LED light sources that would allow us to grow food at home, and we've developed a method. We call it the Anywhere, Anytime Garden, and it's a very, very simple way. It's a passive hydroponics method of growing food, things like leafy greens, herbs, kales. And we've actually even done tomatoes, beets, carrots, pretty much anything you can think of that grows, you can actually grow at home all year long.
Wow.
So it's really exciting, and we are in the process of writing a book, also called The Anywhere, Anytime Garden.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's very exciting when we tell people that it's possible. They really get excited as well. So our passion is really we actually don't even plant many of our leafy greens outside because it's better, it tastes better, it doesn't bolt, there's no rabbits, there's no bugs, and it can be fully organic and... you know, it's become our passion.
So. That is really neat. Yeah, we met back at the Mother Earth News Fair in Albany, and I think I might have mentioned this on the episode I did of that, the review I did of that show, but you had a little meter.
Yep, it's a par meter.
A little par meter, and you were showing that just in the ambient light of the, you know, the fluorescent lights inside, it was like, what, 30 or something pars?
Yeah, 30, 40, 50, something like that is common.
Yeah, and I said, well, you know, and then she took it over and she put it under your guys' light and under a competitor's light. And I was like, well, how do I know that you're not just, you know, pushing a button and changing the numbers or something on me? And so I said... could we go outside and see what the, you know, she's like, hey, Vic, what's the, Polly says, hey, Vic, what's the, you know, par of out the sun or something like that? And you were like, 2,000? Is that right?
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
Yeah, and so we went outside, and it was in the afternoon. So it was 2 in the afternoon or 3 or something. And we went out, and it was about 1,800. But, and so then I was like, oh, wow, that's... It does work. You're not just pulling my legs. I had to kind of convince me a little bit. And then we went back and looked at the competitor's light and then at your guys' light. And what does your light put out?
So our light puts out around 600 to 700. And the units, I know this is something that you may not be interested in, but the units are micromoles per square meter per second. And what that is doing is a mole is a number. It's basically the number of photons that are coming out of the light source per square meter, which is an area per second. And our light is about 600 or 700 micromoles. And it turns turns out that most plants can grow up to about, use about 600 to 700 micromoles, beyond which they really can't use the light anyway.
Oh.
So they don't necessarily grow faster. That's called a saturation point.
Sure, sure.
So if you put out more light, which most people think, well, the more the merrier, that's not always true. In fact, plants often, when they get too much, have to use more water to stay cool. And so anyways, we designed the light so you really optimize the amount of light that the plants need without overdoing it and using more energy than you want to spend on it. So that's sort of how we optimize the light, and the results we're getting are really incredible. You can pretty much grow anything you'd like under an LED light source. And I'll make one other comment that really this is technology that was developed roughly 20 years ago by some professors at Purdue that were doing research for growing food in outer space for NASA.
Oh, wow.
And it's just now at a point where we can all afford it. And, our passion was to come up with a way to create a light that you and I can afford to be able to use at home.
Yeah, and we picked one up there at the show and brought it home straight away and set it up and plugged it in and got it all going. And we had plants that were kind of wilting and dying off a little bit because they were inside the window, which I thought, you grow them in the windowsill. That's how it's traditionally window plants are done. But now with these low E and energy efficient lights that block so many rays from the sun that our plants were dying off. So, and even if we had the window open to where it was just coming through the screen, it wasn't getting enough light, I think, throughout the day, to really get a good, what it needs,
right?
All the photons,
yeah,
or whatever it needs.
That's exactly right, Chris. Between the low E coatings, which actually block the sun, and the fact that the days are becoming shorter and shorter, you really aren't able to grow plants in even a good south-facing window anymore. So, maybe you can keep them alive, but you really do need a lot more energy to grow a plant for full maturity. And LED lighting is really a game-changing technology that allows you to do that. And more than that, it allows you to grow your own food at home as well.
Yeah. Yeah, they were struggling pretty good, but after we got that light, we brought it in, set it up, and we had things sprouting right and left, and the basil took off, and it was amazing how well the light worked. I was just blown away. We love it, and it hardly takes, 27 watts or something like that? I mean, it doesn't take very much to run.
Yeah, 27 watts, so if you use the light for about 18 hours a day, there's about 4 to 5 cents of electricity per day. We always tell people with the method that we show them how to grow, they can put up to 12 canning jars with whatever their favorite vegetables are under the light, and it's literally, like a tenth of a penny per jar to actually
growing
every day. It's very, very, very inexpensive.
So it's kind of like a square foot garden, but a little bit smaller, because you can have different varieties of vegetables. You could have a whole salad worth of vegetables, different varieties, arugula and lettuce and stuff like that, in these different jars, 12 different kinds of things under one light for 5 cents a day in power.
Yep, exactly. We did a calculation where we calculated what the cost is of growing a full head of lettuce. And, I went into the local grocery store and took a picture, and it was $3.99. The same head of lettuce cost 24 cents. There was like 3 cents of seeds, 3 cents of nutrients, and basically, 15 cents of electricity per, to grow that entire head of lettuce. It's very fast. I mean, by having a controlled environment in your home, the temperature is ideal, as well as the amount of light. You can can actually get a full head of lettuce that's ready to eat within 3 to 4 weeks. So it's very
No
quick.
way.
Yep. You'd be surprised. And there's literally, it tastes incredibly good. And, you know, there's no herbicides or pesticides. We don't really even bother washing it because it's in such an environment where that's not an issue.
How about cabbage? Does that take a long time still? I know.
You know, cabbage, I have not personally tried growing cabbage. I've done broccoli, I've done Brussels sprouts inside. So there are a lot of plants we've done that are long cycle plants. But, you know, cabbage is one where I prefer to still grow it outside.
Oh, yeah.
Store it.
Because it's so hardy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so hardy. You know, it's just a long cycle plant. So that's not one that I've tried. I'm not saying it's not possible. I just personally have not done it yet.
It just brought to my mind the things that I like to use the most and the most versatile, you know, multi-use
right.
plants, and cabbages up there on the list. The other day we were sitting around the table asking the kids what their favorite food was, and we were picking the unhealthy foods and the healthy foods. Which ones were your favorite? And my son said that cabbage was his favorite healthy food.
Wow.
I know.
Well, you know, you've sort of set me, you know, given me the challenge. So this winter I will grow a cabbage. Now, I would do it, though, in a 5-gallon bucket.
Oh, sure.
Any plant that has a long life cycle like that and that uses a lot of water needs to be done in a larger container than you can do in the canning jars. So we would use a 5-gallon bucket. And it would take probably, you know, just like it does outdoors, somewhere around 3 to 4 months probably to grow a full cabbage. But I'll give it a try, and I'll keep you updated.
All right. Excellent. Thank you.
So
you said these canning jars, you take a wide mouth jar, right? 'Cause,
mm-hmm.
And then I looked on your website, and you have a kit that you can actually, has a little basket, and it has some clay balls, and you put the basket in there, fill the basket full of clay balls, and then plant into the clay balls.
I can actually walk you right through it. It's really 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 simple.
Yeah,
so
please do.
You need largemouth canning jars, and you need 3-inch diameter net pots. We do have a kit on our website that has 12. 3-inch diameter net pots, and the hydroponic clay pellets that you use to do it. But all of that is also available on Amazon. So it's just, you know, if you feel more comfortable ordering it from us, that's fine, but it's all available on Amazon. So I typically start with like a gallon container of water, and I put some nutrients in it, and there's a lot of different nutrients that work well. Our website, again, has a lot of that information. All of those nutrients are available on Amazon as well. And you mix the nutrients in, and there's liquid nutrients, there's powdered nutrients, there's fully organic nutrients that are available. And then you fill up your 4 canning jars with water up to about 1/2 inch to 3/4 inch from the top of the jar. You take your 3-inch diameter net pot, fill it with clay pellets, up to about 1/4 inch from the top. You put it into the jar, screw the lid on, put your seeds at the top level. So the seeds are right at the level of the water. So they aren't floating in water, but they're moist.
Sure.
Put another layer of seeds over that and put it under the light for 16 to 18 hours a day, and you literally can leave.
You said put another layer of seeds over the top. You mean another layer of clay?
Oh, I'm sorry. Another layer of clay pellets.
Okay.
Yeah, not
so,
another layer.
So it'll kind of like wick the moisture up through the clay pellets to keep them all moist? Okay.
Yep, that's really, the purpose of the clay pellets is really to hold the seed sort of in place. But it also, when the roots drop down through the clay pellets, they'll literally drop roots that look sort of like a white beard right into the water and down, and they'll start absorbing the water. And what happens is those clay pellets become the sort of the media that holds the roots in place and holds the plant. And then after 3 to 4 weeks, the water level has dropped probably within an inch or so of the bottom. And you do need to add, if the plant has a longer life cycle than that, than that 3 to 4 weeks. In other words, a lot of herbs can be kept alive for months. What you do is you just pour some more nutrient-filled water into the canning jar right through the clay pellets, but you never fill the jar up all the way to the top. This is a process that was developed by Dr. Bernard Kratky at the University of Hawaii about 25 years ago. We modified it a little bit by putting it into a canning jar and adding the LED lights, but it's also known as the Kratky method. Huh. And the reason it's so ingenious is that you are never drowning the roots. You know, most hydroponic systems require pumps and motors and a lot of cost. And the reason that's required is that you're basically adding oxygen to the roots so that they can absorb it at night. But with the Kratky method, the top of the roots are always in air. They never get filled with water, so they can absorb the oxygen, and it keeps the plant very healthy. Wow. So it's an ingenious process.
That is really cool.
It is, and you've got to do this, Chris.
I will do it. So you can have an indoor aquaponic system right on your table or countertop, or that's just too cool.
This would not be called aquaponics. It'd be called passive hydroponics. Because the only difference is they add fish.
Right.
Try to create the nutrients.
My mistake.
And that adds a lot of complexity to the process.
Yeah. True. Okay. So, hydroponics.
Hydroponics. Passive hydroponics. Yep.
That's just too cool. And your lights. So you're saying that you designed these lights, and they come with a timer, right? When you buy the light, it comes with a timer, so you can go ahead and set it for those 16 hours that you want it to go on anyways. Ours goes from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Yep. Yeah, timer is really important because plants, just like humans, need to have a rest period. So there are some plants that only blossom if it's a short day, others that blossom when it's a long day. But the leafy greens that we grow, if the light was on all the time, it would stress them out. We found that 16 to 18 hours gives them a really good cycle to grow, but at the same time doesn't cause any kind of stress in the plant. So it literally can grow very quickly.
When you ship these light systems out, do they usually have like a little growing guide and stuff in there, right?
Yeah, so when we ship a light, one of the things we do is we always send basically what's called a starter kit. And that starter kit, you know, has a net pot, and it has clay pellets, and has some fertilizer and some seeds. But the most important part of it is really a little brochure that goes through how to set it up and where to get all the other supplies that you would need if you're trying to grow a lot more. So, you know, we do have, like I said earlier, we do have those supplies on our website, but many people prefer to buy them wherever they'd like. So hydroponic stores and Amazon all have those available. And they're really easy to get, and there's really nothing to throw out. So that's the neat thing about this. The canning jars can be washed, the net pots can be washed, and the clay pellets do need to get sterilized after use. So if you do have, you know, roots in the system, you want to make sure that they get washed, and so that when you start again, everything will properly germinate.
What if you don't have a dishwasher? You're saying that you can sterilize them. Do you just dip them in some boiling water, or do you want to make sure to give a good wash, or
boiling water is fine. We do get that question regularly. If you don't have a dishwasher, just boil some water and put them in, you know, put the boiling water over the clay pellets and rinse them off, get any, you know, loose particles off of them, but that will remove pretty much anything that will prevent the seeds from germinating. We have found that if you don't sterilize them, that some seeds don't germinate as well.
Huh. So. Well, that's good to know. Your experimentation will benefit us all.
Yes. Well, that's our goal is... you know, we've been evaluating the process or optimizing the process. We've been looking at how water levels and water types affect the growing, how different nutrients, different seeds, And that's why we felt that putting together a book, you know, which we're calling The Anywhere, Anytime Garden, really will be beneficial to those that would like to be able to grow their own food at home, because we've learned a lot. We don't know all the answers, but I think we can help you get started in a way that you would be successful pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a date for this book to be released yet? Do you know about when
Yeah, we get that question a lot, and we were just at the Mother Earth News Show in Pennsylvania this past weekend, and our goal is for sure to have it available by this show next year. There may be some beta versions available, you know, probably in the spring. We're roughly 90% of the way done writing it, but we have a lot of images and editing and everything else that needs to be done before it's really fully available.
Okay.
But a lot of the information that if someone was interested in doing, we could provide to them very easily and quickly just with a lot of the write-ups that we've done. It may not have as much detail as the book does, but plenty to really get started.
Okay. Well, right on. How can people find out more about everything you got going on?
Well, our website is happyleafled.com, and what we've been doing is putting YouTube videos on the website. So there's a lot of videos, I'd say at least 10, that go through different processes to set up your little indoor garden, how to do it in a bucket, like a 5-gallon bucket, or how to do it in canning jars. We talk about the different nutrients. We have a list of those. I believe there's actually a PDF that you can print out as well that goes through the step-by-step process and a lot of the other information that I talk about when we speak at the Mother Earth News shows or any other events on how you can use the Anywhere, Anytime Garden to grow your own food and what the advantages are, what the costs are. I think a lot of that information is already on our website.
Okay, excellent. And plus all the lights that you offer, plus your the grow kits.
That's all on there. And if you are ever interested in purchasing anything, if you use the word FRIEND in all capitals in the promo code, you will get a 10% discount for anything that you purchase on the website. And it's always free shipping as well.
All right. Well, Havenites, you heard it here first. FRIEND is the promo code on happyleafled.com to get your 10% off. And always free shipping, huh, Vic?
Yep. Anything on our website is free shipping. Just make sure you capitalize the entire word FRIEND, though.
Right. Capital letters, the whole thing.
Yep.
Okay, because it's that important.
That's right.
Right.
And if you ever have questions or any concerns or any problems in terms of setting up your Anywhere, Anytime Garden, just send us an email or call, and we'd be glad to help you make sure you're successful. And our lights also have a 5-year warranty, so if anything ever goes bad, just let us know, and we'll make sure it works.
Awesome. That's cool. Good customer service. That's the name of the game nowadays, it seems like.
Yeah, we think that's extremely important.
Yep. So. Right on. Well, we're out of time now, but it has been enlightening to talk to you, and I'm really glad that we were able to discuss all this stuff.
It's been great talking to you as well, Chris, and we're going to make you a successful indoor gardener as well.
Thanks, Vic.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, that was our interview with Vic Zadaray from Happy Leaf LED. I think it went really well, and there was so much good information on there. I even said, it's been enlightening. I feel like such a goofball for saying that. After I was listening to the interview and doing the editing, I heard that and I started laughing. I was like, Lindsay, you have to come hear this. I can't believe I said it's been enlightening. Oh, well. Well, we've gone a little long today, but this has been a very good and hopefully useful podcast for you. Don't forget to head on out to havenhomestead.com and look at all the things we have there, all the ways we're trying to help you. Please come out to patreon.com/havenhomestead and support the show. at as little as a dollar a month. Also, please head out to happyleafled.com, and Vic and Polly have a lot of really great things on there with a lot of good information and some really neat products. And you can get 10% off by using the promo code FRIEND, all caps. 10% and always free shipping. Well, this has been the Haven Homestead Podcast, where we learn and grow together on our way to living more sustainable lives. Thanks for listening.